Have you ever had that feeling of inspiration where your whole body just tingles? You've got this warmth in your stomach, and even your fingertips feel like they're sparking. That's what we're going to talk about today. Good morning, this is Caspian with a riff on inspiration. I've been asked multiple times about how I get inspired, and so I want to sort of riff on inspiration, where it comes from, what it does to us, and how you can ignite it in yourself today. I try not to rely too heavily on inspiration. I try not to sit and wait around for it. I try not to use it as an excuse for not doing things. Because I think that what most people are doing is that they're sitting around waiting for inspiration, or they're creating an utopia where all of the work, all of the things they'd like to put out in the world would just come to them via inspiration. And I don't think that's how it's done. I don't think you create a book on inspiration. My belief is that you create a book on hard work, on showing up every day, compounding it, writing it bit by bit by bit, one page at a time. Now, I know that there are people who've written a whole book solely on inspiration, and I'm really happy for them, but I wouldn't want to sit around and wait for inspiration to hit me. I wouldn't want to sit and say, I want this feeling to appear in me so that I can write a book. I'd rather go about it by writing one page at a time, every day. But I think inspiration plays a very important role. Because when you've got inspiration, the work you're doing is a lot easier to do. Everything becomes easier to create with inspiration. If you've ever tried writing an essay on deadline day, feeling completely uninspired, you know that the deadline motivates you and puts some fire behind your ass, finishing the exam. But if you're writing about something you really love, if you have inspiration, you'll finish it a week before deadline day, and you won't have to sit up on the to just barely send it in by deadline. That's what inspiration does to us. It's in a feeling of exhilaration, and it's a feeling that ignites something in us. It gives you energy, and it gives you power to do things that you otherwise wouldn't be able to do. Now, I've said that I wouldn't sit around and wait for that feeling. But I would try to create it in myself. And I think there are certain ways in which we can prime ourselves into inspiration. For example, before I go out running and I feel really, really, you know, heavy in my legs and I feel tired, but I know that I need to go out and run. I know that I'll feel better afterwards, but I'm uninspired to do so. I usually go to the bathroom and I pick up my phone and I try to pull up one of those, you know, really, really cheesy motivational videos that are on there. You know, those with The Rock and with Will Smith and with, you know, these big actors. And yeah, Gary Vaynerchuk does so many of those as well, or appears in so many of them. I watch that and I feel a lot more inspired. I don't know why. I would rather it not be that way, but it is. And so I watch it, and it's easier to go out and run. I think we can create inspiration in ourselves, even though we might feel uninspired. And I think that hard work and routines do that. I think that I prime my body to be inspired when it needs to be, if I can choose when it needs to be. If I know that I'm writing a book, I might do that the same time every day, because I know that eventually it'll get fun. And even when it's not fun, I'll be there for it. I think one thing that holds loads of us back is fear. It's fear of being judged, it's fear of shipping, it's fear of putting out the work that you want to put out and showing it to the world. Now, what inspiration does, it makes it a lot easier to put that thing out. It makes it a lot easier for you to ship and to do the work you think is worth doing. Now, that's one way to do it. But I also think that what Michael Jordan said was very, very true, which was hard work and work ethic kills fear. I think that routines and showing up every day will eventually kill your fear. I've talked a lot about posting on Facebook with my friends, and I've routinely posted things on Facebook. I've put up events, I've put up posts, I've written letters to my dead grandfather. You know, I put pretty much everything up there. And so some of my friends have come up to me and said, I'm going to put out this event for our group, or I'm putting out this event for our student union. I feel really, really nervous, and I'm scared that anything will go wrong. But since you've done this a lot, could you publish it for me, or could you just look through it and press the button, because I'm really afraid about it? And I've told them that each and every time I post something on Facebook, I feel afraid. It's a lot easier now because I've done it so many times and I've had a routine about it. I've spell checked my texts. Doing something over and over and over again, we know that that's how you kill fear about it. And so, showing up every day, doing the creative work that you think needs to be done, and that you want to do, will eventually kill that fear. And then you'll get inspired, and the fear will be killed as well. Those are two vastly different approaches to it, but they do the same thing. And so, the question is, which one can you control more? Can you control your source of inspiration? Can you create that feeling in yourself? And can you make it so that you won't feel afraid? Or is it easier to you to create routines, to show up every day and do the hard work, have the work ethic that it takes, and kill fear that way? I know which one is easiest for me, but I'm hugely empathetic. I know which one is easiest for me, but I have so much empathy for people who don't have it as easy as I do creating routines. And so you really do need to figure out which one of these methods is going to carry you the whole way, if you need to do the work you're meant to be done. Either figure out how you get inspired, or sit and wait for getting inspired, or start showing up every day, day in, day out. Which one are you going to do? Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Caspian with a Riff On. I'm very grateful for your attention, and if you feel like this brought you any value at all, I would be very, very happy if you shared it with someone you think that would feel the same. The podcast is up on all platforms, and please subscribe to it in your podcast player. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, take care.